This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Sadness in San Jose.
Our entire community will need this moment and many others to mourn together.
Push to uncover virus origin.
We cannot exclude the possibility of some kind of a lab accident.
Primed for holiday getaway.
So many people. Yeah. It's crazy.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. Now it's San Jose, California, coming to grips with the aftermath of a mass shooting. Nine people at a rail yard were killed by a 57-year-old man who worked there, who then took his own life. Here's CBS's Jamie Yukis.
Family members wailed after waiting nearly 12 hours only to learn their loved ones were among those killed.
He's a very good person in our family.
Tuptej Jeep Singh was one of those killed. He worked as a light rail operator for roughly 9 years and leaves behind a wife and two small children. Co-workers told his family the 36-year-old pushed one of them into a room to hide from the shooter, then frantically started warning others.
He just saved her, and then after that he go towards the downstairs, you know.
Train 30, someone shooting right outside the door.
A law enforcement source tells CBS News workers had gathered for a union meeting when the shooting started. Officers were on scene almost immediately. They entered the building and encountered the alleged shooter, Sam Cassidy, who took his own life. Shortly before he allegedly began shooting, a fire erupted at his home. Police suspect arson and later found hundreds of rounds of ammunition inside. Cassidy's ex-wife, Cecilia Nelms, says he struggled with a temper.
That was one of our biggest problems. Keep things to himself.
The violence waged here, now representing the seventh workplace shooting this year.
25 miles northwest of Dallas in Flower Mound, Texas, three police officers were shot and wounded last night, responding to reports of a suicidal person in a home. Police say that situation is still an active one. Well, President Biden is giving the intelligence community 90 days to return with a report on the origins of the coronavirus. Was it from an animal or did it come from a lab? White House correspondent Nancy Cordes says it's an effort that could have an impact on relations with China.
Many in the intelligence community, he says, still don't think there's enough information to make an assessment either way. And that's why he now wants them to redouble their investigations and get data from China. So far, however, China has rejected the lab accident theory and it's been unwilling to share information. And so the White House hasn't said whether and how it plans to compel China to hand that information over.
Senate Republicans are set today to block a bill to create a commission to investigate the January attack at the U.S. Capitol. CBS's Nicole Killian says it could be the start of a long battle.
We are seeing Senate Republicans face increasing pressure, including from the mother of fallen U.S. Capitol Police officer Brian Sicknick. Gladys Sicknick is expected to be on the Hill. She says she wants to sit down with every Republican senator if she can to try to convince them to support this commission.
In the wake of the cyber attack that crippled a key East Coast oil pipeline, the Department of Homeland Security is out with a new security directive that's designed to help officials identify and protect against threats to pipeline operations. With Memorial Day coming up, this is the weekend a lot of people will try to put the pandemic in the rearview mirror. WGCL-TV's Zach Summers has a snapshot from Atlanta.
It's crazy.
Travelers passing through Atlanta's Hartsfield-Jackson International Airport aren't just waiting in crazy lines to get through TSA.
Very, very, very busy these days.
Lines at some car rental companies are equally as mind-boggling.
We got an hour and a half wait in line.
While some are driving off in a rental, others are finding it more difficult.
We're afraid we're going to get stuck.
During the pandemic, car rental companies sold off part of their fleets to save money. Now that states are reopening and people are traveling again, experts say the demand is high.
Well, some people had to pull over and wait it out when the weather got bad from the Midwest to the Northeast. An apparent tornado touched down near Benkelman, Nebraska, one of more than two dozen reported as strong winds battered several states. In Basking Ridge, New Jersey, Jim Alice says it rained like never before.
We lived here for 22 years and never seen the rain pelt the windows this hard. We thought it was hail, it was that hard. And the wind was unbelievable.
Forecasters say there is a tornado risk today in Missouri and Oklahoma. Ohio promised a Wednesday night jackpot for some lucky person who got a COVID vaccine shot and last night delivered.
Abigail Buginski from Silverton, congratulations. You just won $1 million in the Vax-a-Million giveaway, and what a night it is for you.
Another drawing winner gets a four-year college scholarship. A handful of other states also have established vaccine lotteries as an incentive. CBS's Peter King has the latest on the cruise industry's effort to get back above water.
Days after the CDC approved practice cruises to test protocols for COVID-19, at least two cruise lines have announced sailing dates from Miami.
I'm so excited.
Miami-Dade Mayor Daniela Levine Cava.
All of our planning, all of our hard work is coming to fruition.
Further north in Port Canaveral, CEO John Murray says he hopes test cruises can start sailing from there in about a month.
We're seeing progress. We haven't seen it in a long time, and we're really excited to be seeing it now.
Peter King, CBS News, Orlando.
When nooses were found at an Amazon warehouse construction site in Connecticut, work stopped and security was added. Now another has been found, eight in a month. Scott Esdale of the state NAACP says it's deplorable.
We are sick and tired of what's going on here at this Amazon construction site.
Work has again stopped at the location so the FBI can investigate. Netflix is being sued for $80 million over the portrayal of the late Jeffrey Epstein in the series Filthy Rich. Attorney Alan Dershowitz contends Epstein was intentionally misled to appear in it and that he, Dershowitz, was defamed in the assertion that he had sex with one of Epstein's victims. Well, a man who wrote and illustrated one of the best-selling children's books of all time has died. Eric Carle gave us The Very Hungry Caterpillar. In 1993, there was an animated film.
Out of the egg came a tiny and very hungry caterpillar.
The caterpillar eats his way through different days of the week to become a butterfly. The book's been translated into 66 languages, selling 50 million copies. He wrote more than 70 books overall. Eric Carle was 91. Broadway's aiming to get back on its feet, and just after shows open, some honors will be handed out.
The Tonys will live stream on Paramount Plus September 26th. Jagged Little Pill was nominated for 15 awards before the pandemic shut down.
No matter your sin, you're welcome.
Moulin Rouge the musical is up for 14. Prizes will be handed out during a four-hour show designed to get theater fans excited about going back. The first production to return will be 2019's top Tony winner. The curtain goes up at Hadestown September 2nd. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
At age 48, kicker Adam Vinatieri says he's ending his long NFL career. He departs as the all-time leading scorer, 2,673 points. And that's the CBS World News Roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.
Stephen Colbert here to tell you about the Late Show Pod Show, which is our podcast. I'm here with my producer, Becca. Becca, what can people expect on the podcast?
The extended moments, for sure.
Where can people get that?
On the Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert, wherever you get your podcasts.
I use the internet.